I don't know.
It ferments. It makes the bread rise.
Oh, that's the yeast that makes it rise.
What do you call the inside part of eggs that's yellow?
Yolk.
Okay. And, what color do you say the yolk is?
Yellow.
Now, if you cook eggs in hot water, what do you call them?
Boiled.
And if you crack them, let them fall out of their shells into the water? Or you put them in one of those little trays?
Yeah.
You serve it over toast?
Toasted, no. You're talking about a poached egg.
Okay. And do you all ever make those?
Huh?
Do you ever make those?
I never had any luck with them.
Okay.
I've tried.
Okay. What do you call the salt or sugar cured meat that you might boil with greens? You know, when you're cooking vegetables? And if...
What you put in, meat you put in?
Uh-huh.
Well, it'll be pork,
Okay, do you have different terms, like if it's really fatty pork, or if it's...
Well, yeah, you'd have pork? Different. It'd be, the side, fats. Be, that'd be the side of a pork. It wouldn't.
Okay. And what's the kind of meat that you buy sliced thin to eat with eggs?
Ham.
Okay, and it's
bacon.
Strips. Okay, and what's the outside part of bacon called?
Outside of bacon.
Okay, you know that there's sometimes a little rim on the outside of bacon.
Rind.
What's the kind of meat that comes in little tiny links on a chain?
Winnish.
Well, what do you call the same, you know, the things when we were talking about the intestines of pigs and things like that, and you stuff them into something, what do you call that? You eat it again with ham and eggs. You can have ham or bacon or something.
Sausage.
And Granddaddy, who kills and sells the meat? Who's the person that chops up your meat? And
the butcher.
And if the meat's been kept too long, you might say that the meat has done what?
It's too old, small out.
Now, after you butcher a hog, what do you make with the meat from its head?
Meat from its head?
Huh. Meat in the what?
What is it you make from the hog's head? Joel's? Hog
I eat that on, when? New Year's Day. Black-eyed peas and hog joe.
And what do you call the dish prepared by cooking and grinding up a hog liver?
And I never ground up hog liver.
I'm sorry.
Huh?
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I say I've never ground up.
Did you ever make anything out of hog blood?
No.
Okay. Did you ever take the juice of head cheese or liver sausage and stir it up with cornmeal and make some hog meat and cook it? And then later when it gets cold, slice it and fry it? Suppose you kept your butter too long and it didn't taste very good. What would you call the taste, or how would you describe what happened to the butter?
Would it be soured? I would say soured.
Okay. And now, thick sour milk that you keep on hand is called what kind of milk?
What?
Thick soured milk.
Buttermilk.
And what kind of cheese do you make from it?
What kind of cheese?
Do you make from that?
That I wouldn't know.
Don't you make it from flour?
Okay, what kind of cheese do you make from clabber?
That's what I don't know. I thought maybe it was all made from clabber. I don't know.
Well, what do you do to milk the first thing after milking it?
Strain it.
And what's baked in a deep dish? It's made of apples and it has a crust on top. They had that when we ate dinner tonight, too.
Have what now?
Okay, it's baked in a deep dish and it's made with apples and it has a crust on top.
Made with a crust on top. This is apple pie, I reckon.